Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Paving operations to begin on Highway 59 north of Wright. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Wyoming Department of Transportation and its contractor, McGarvin Moberly, will begin a mill and overlay with Waring Course project on Highway 59 north of Wright between mile markers 77 and 83 the week of June 10th, weather allowing. Work will be completed under traffic with lane closures, head-to-head traffic, reduced speeds, and flagging, and is expected to take 4 to 6 weeks to complete, weather and schedule allowing. Traffic should also expect uneven milled surfaces. Highway 59 is a heavily traveled truck route for many mining companies and sees a high volume of heavy truck traffic. With the addition of construction through this area, YDOT reminds motorists to pay extra attention while driving through construction zones. Stay alert, avoid distractions such as cell phone use, obey posted signs and speed limits, and watch for construction equipment entering the work zone. 167 candidates file for office, Democrats to contest only a few races. The candidate filing period for Wyoming's 2024 election cycle closed on Friday with 167 candidates seeking office statewide. Most races will be decided in the August 20th primary election, with 61 of the 79 races lacking Democratic candidates on the November ballot. According to the Casper Star Tribune, Senator John Barrasso, seeking a fourth term, faces Casper businessman Reed Rasner and Laramie attorney John Holtz in the primary. The winner will run against Democrat Scott Morrow in November. Incumbent Representative Harriet Hageman faces Casper attorney Stephen Helling in the primary and Democrat Kyle Cameron in November. Senate District 6, vacated by Senator Anthony Bouchard, has six Republicans vying for the seat, including Darren Smith, endorsed by Bouchard. In Senate District 22, Representatives Barry Crago and Mark Jennings will compete for the seat held by outgoing Senator Dave Kinski. Speaker of the House Albert Summers will contest Senate District 14 against Laura Taliaferro Pearson and Bill Winnie. In the House, Representative Tamara Trujillo will face John Romero Martinez again, and two Democrats, Sarah Burlingame and Teresa Wolf, will compete in House District 11. Representative Bob Nichols faces Wyoming GOP Executive Director Kathy Russell, and Representative Jeanette Ward faces Julie Jarvis and independent Tyler Sesser. Some incumbents, like Casper Representative Steve Harshman, are unopposed. Political newcomer J.R. Riggins will win House District 59 unchallenged. Representative Mike Yins and Liz Storer from Jackson will also win their races unopposed. For more news and information, go to BasinsRadio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.